the Corpus Christi. Every year we have an opportunity to reflect more intentionally about this core aspect of our faith and our lives as Catholics. What we believe, what we focus on when we come for Mass. All of us facing this direction with the altar at the center. The altar is all about sacrifice. From the Old Testament to that first meal at Passover, where Jesus with his new family, his core group of friends, sat together to eat that meal. When he gave them the gift of himself, his body, he says, "Take this and eat, for this is my body." And he took the chalice and said, "This is the cup of my blood. I will not drink it again until I drink it new in the kingdom of heaven." And he says, "Do this in memory of me." Those apostles present, his friends, took it to heart. They've continued that tradition. And in the second reading today, St. Paul in 1 Corinthians says, "I pass on to you what I have received." And on the night before he suffered, the Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples. Same thing with the cup. What Paul passed on has been passed on to us. That is tradition. We too have a duty and an obligation to pass it on to others. What we believe has not changed since that Passover meal. That Jesus is present to his disciples. Jesus is present to us, physically and in reality. Our sacraments, the seven sacraments, are all now arranged in such a way that the Eucharist is at the center for that reason. That all the sacraments can be celebrated within the context of the Eucharist. Because the Eucharist is the physical presence of Christ. The real presence of Christ, as we say. From time to time, our collective faith in that theology wanes and changes. And just last year, when we had that Congress, the Eucharistic Congress in Indianapolis, leading up to that Congress, there was a study that indicated that about 70% or something like that of Catholics no longer believed in the real presence of Christ, which we all should find very troubling, because without the Eucharist, what we stand on as Catholics, the core of our faith, is really, really on shaky grounds. And so when our brothers and sisters gathered in Indianapolis and to draw attention and shed light on that core of our belief, it was comforting, it was reassuring, it was necessary. The challenge and the question for the celebration today then is, where do I stand in relation to that core belief of mine? That when I come up to communion and the minister or the extraordinary minister of the communion holds up what looks like a piece of bread and announces to you the body of Christ. Those words are powerful words. Those are words of meaning. Because what's been offered, what tastes like bread, what tastes like wine at the point of communion, is fundamentally body of Christ and the blood of Christ. When you say amen, you give your consent. You say, I agree. It is true. I believe that what you're offering me is the body of Christ. What I drink from the chalice at that point is the blood of Christ. The Lord Jesus gives us the gift of himself, invites us to respond with faith, invites us to respond with trust. It is a transformative meal. It is the meal that urges us to go out and be the light of Christ and change the world from within myself, but also within my immediate space. It is a meal that opens our hearts to charity, to kindness, and to unity. This is why we are one. This is why it is one bread. This is why it is one cup. It is at the core of our unity. We are united in Christ and for Christ. Our mission is one: to be the light of Christ, to be the salt of the earth, as he has called us to be. So when we encounter Jesus in the Eucharist, it must be for us a transformative moment. It must be for us a total acknowledgement of what we have signed up for, that I believe in the values of the Lord and Master, and I'm going to do my best to live out those values when I step out from this space, from this worship space into the world. That's where the real task is, the task of being present in the name of Christ. And so as we reflect today on the body and blood of Christ and what we believe and the challenges that doubt presents sometimes, we pray that Christ, who is the author of all faith, may continue to strengthen us in what we believe and enable us to live out the core of our Christian faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.